Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Back to another episode of The Wave Wire. As always, I am your host, James, and with me, as per usual, is my co-host, Timothy. Timothy, how are you today?
I'm good today, James. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's at TheWaveWire1.
Everyone should be getting on the TheWaveWire1, absolutely. Breaking news. Do we have breaking news, do we, Tim?
We're releasing a bracket.
We are releasing a bracket. This is more to come later in the show, but it's pretty exciting, so I'd definitely stick around for that. You'll be... It'll be the talk of Twitter in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be up and about. Well, we hope it's going to be up and about.
So make sure you're listening for that. Listen now for that. Well, Tim, you ready to get stuck in?
As always, we got our hot and cold players going. Who's hot around the association? You buy low, you sell high segments, your free agency, and, of course, question time. So we're going to get stuck in.
Put a lot of work into this episode, Tim. Got all the stats going and everything, so... Make sure you stick around for all that.
It's only the best. We only give the best here at the
Wave. Absolutely.
All right, let's go, James. Who was hot in your team this week?
Dion Waiters, Tim. I can't talk about this man enough. We were on Waiters Island nice and early.
Oh, absolutely.
Before everyone else. And as we emerged from beneath the water, Waiters Island rose once again. We were on there with Bill Simmons was probably on there still as well. But
that's some nice company we were with.
He's been fantastic, Dion Waiters. Can't go wrong with him at the moment. And DeMarcus Cousins, another big week for the big fella. Just killing me with the turnovers at the moment. 16 for the week so far.
That's not good, not great.
Not great. With the game of child still pending. So, probably not going to be handy in that category this week, but going to add close to 100 points and somewhere up near 60 rebounds, so that's pretty fantastic from about four games.
I don't think I've ever won turnovers.
Yeah, I can't say I have
either. James Harden and Joel Embiid. I've got no hope.
It's not doing well for you. How about you, Tim? Who's been hot this week?
James Harden. Well, he wasn't that. He didn't have a great start of the week, but what can you say when you score 50 points and have a triple-double, 15 rebounds and 13 assists or something like that?
He doesn't even play that well, and he still manages to get 23 points and close to flirt with a triple-double anyway. So.
And Joel Embiid, in his one game, put in a performance, really. He was our player of the day.
He was the player of the day.
31 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists.
Second top
two
scoring.
2 blocks, I think.
Second top scoring behind the former James Harden in that slate. So we definitely know what we're talking about, guys. So make sure you're listening, checking into the DFS podcast.
And the other final player who was hot was Z-Bo. One of our fan favourites.
He's back from the brink, Z-Bo.
I love Zach Randolph, even though he looks like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Especially with that headband. Hey. Maybe that's a segue, James.
Yeah, that is a segue.
Our bracket, we just announced our bracket just before. It'll be NBA player lookalikes.
It's pretty hilarious. We've got some funny ones coming through.
And if you think it's realistic, this person looks like this. No, we're literally just trying to take the piss.
Yeah.
And have a laugh. So
it's pretty funny. We've got it all sorted. We've seated everyone, and we'll release it in the next couple of days. And
featuring players such as Rajon Rondo, you don't want to miss. Want to miss that one.
That's a classic.
Who else is there, James?
Raymond Felton makes an appearance.
Who wouldn't want Raymond Felton to make an appearance?
Who else? Alan Crabb makes an appearance.
That's a classic one.
James Harden also makes an appearance. That's a funny one.
Yeah, you'll try to find out who that is. He's a well-known person in the fantasy community.
Exactly. So if you think we know who, we're talking about, you'll have to just wait and see.
It's going to be hilarious.
All be revealed soon.
It's going to be hilarious.
Anyway, Tim, Coldplay.
But we're going to need everyone to vote.
Yeah,
retweet.
We're going to be having polls every day. So vote for your favourite lookalike.
That's how you win the bracket.
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on to the Coldplayers, James. Wilson Chandler and Trevor Booker. Wilson Chandler's been in a bit of a slump for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No, he's had a couple of good games where he scored 16 points, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. But apart from that, not really much, and he hasn't been doing much. And Trevor Booker, Jesus Christ. I dropped the shit out of him this week. I couldn't wait to just press drop on him and watch him just fall out of my lineup. I might pick him up again if he decides to
play.
And if he does play, do something about it, but jeez, he was trash.
For me, Tim, have you been as bad as Chandler Parsons? Maybe you should get off Twitter and stop tweeting the Portland Trailblazers and should actually get on the floor and do something.
He's nearly, I don't know why you got him in the first place.
6 points, one rebound, one assist this week. That's it for him. That's his totals. Not ideal. I've been holding on to him since the draft. I think it's probably time I cut him loose. Had enough of him. And Thaddeus Young as well. Pretty poor week. Only 20 points and around 12 rebounds for him for the whole week.
Well, like three games.
Yeah, so it's probably not great. He was hot the last couple of weeks, so it's all right. I can take one down week. But I'm expecting a return to form next week from Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, James, it'd be remiss of me to not talk about my favourite player in the NBA, Nikola Jokic. He was part of the hot around the NBA.
Probably one of the hottest players around the association this week.
Well, that's what happens when you put up 24 points and shoot a 50-60% field goal percentage.
Yeah, it's pretty special what he's been doing.
And you don't even play 36 minutes.
Yeah. And Eric Bledsoe's team had a good week as well. Super week. Couple of 60-plus scores in DFS. So I'm pretty stoked with what Eric's been doing this week. I'd definitely be having a sneaky little look at him.
Oh, I'd be trying to facilitate a trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd definitely be trying to facilitate a trade. Especially with the Nuggets and the Phoenix playing again, it's another chance to see two probably of the most informed players in the league come up against each other, apart from the fact that Nikola Jokic isn't playing. But they played well, especially in the last game that they played, but who knows, James? Eric Bledsoe, super form.
But that's a little bit of a segue into our buy low segment there, Tim.
No, I'm going to talk about this because it's my favourite player. Yeah, Nikola Jokic is our buy low. He has to be our buy low. Uncertain future due to his injury. That has been quoted as missing two games and day-to-day going forward after that. So I'm not exactly sure how long he'll sit out. But this is my medical opinion, because, you know, I obviously have a medical degree because I comment on everyone's injury status. It should be more than that.
Yeah,
it didn't look... It's a hip flexor strain.
It didn't look good when he went down.
And it was innocuous. That's the bit that scared me the most. No one touched him. He landed a bit... off, not really like putting his foot down in any wrong way. He just landed a bit on his too much weight on one of his legs, and just like that.
Well, they had to wheel him off on a cart.
Well, he walked off, but then they had to wheel him in the room. He was on a cart. Wilson Chandler missed a season with this.
Yeah,
but he pulled it. He ripped it off his hip.
Yeah,
this is just a strain. I think honestly, I think he's going to be missing a week, four or five games. I think will be. Diagnosed. If he comes back after two and he plays well, I'd be surprised. So,
but that's why we're saying buy low on him, because he's been in super form, so this will probably be the lowest his price will be, probably until the rest of the season. Because,
yeah, people will be frustrated with him not playing. People seem to get really frustrated with injuries.
People are trying to make their run toward the playoffs at the moment, Tim. They can't afford injuries. So, last 10 games, 24.2 points per game, 64% from the field, 1 3-pointer made, 86% field. Free throw percentage, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal and 1 block a game. It's pretty fantastic. So if you
not even playing 36 minutes.
Whatever you can do to get him, I would probably do at the moment.
And that's everything you need. Field goal percentage, free throw percentage.
This is probably your only opportunity for the rest of the season to be able to get him, because everyone else will be holding on to him. There's no way probably wouldn't give you anything. There's probably nothing but you could offer in a trade for him after when he returns from injury.
Name a stat that he doesn't do.
Exactly.
Don't even bother.
That's what I mean.
Don't even try. Turnovers. Not very much.
So, yeah, when he comes back from injury, I'd definitely be looking to draft him in play draft, Tim.
Oh, yeah, why is that, James?
Because with play draft, we just got so much money, Tim, because of them, that we just don't know what to do.
They gave us $600 when we deposited.
Exactly. When you deposit using our promo code, WaiverWirePod, $600 for free. Just like that.
You'd be stupid not to use it.
And I'd definitely be getting on that. I'd probably be drafting Nikola Jokic if I was you.
I'd be having one of the best draft lineups you could possibly think of. So that promo code again is WaiverWirePod, all in capitals.
Deposit $600, get $600 for free, Tim. That's simple.
That's simple. Hey, James, do you want your WaiverWire t-shirt?
Absolutely, I want my WaiverWire t-shirt.
Apparently we're releasing t-shirts here at the WaiverWire.
We are indeed, Tim.
Haven't got a design made up yet, but...
It's all coming soon.
Coming soon.
Big things coming from the WaiverWire.
Gee, look at this. We've been breaking news left, right, and centre. It's only been 10 minutes. We've still got a lot to come. So if you're tuning out now, I don't know where you're going. Come back.
Tim, we'll move on to Eric Gordon here. Buying low on Eric Gordon because his value is probably rock bottom at the moment. Rockets have slumped over the past month in January as part of their pretty rough schedule to start the season. Probably the roughest schedule in the league, I would have to say. Playing the most games and the most road games is pretty tough. So
but you still haven't travelled the most miles. The Nuggets have. Should we went to London, man.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, should return back to form with the pretty soft schedule the Rockets have to end the season. They've got a lot of home games, not many back-to-backs, so he should be nice and rested and should be ready, set to go for the rest of the season. So the last 10 games, he's only shooting 37% from the field, but he's still averaging 3 three-pointers and 93% from the free-throw line. But he doesn't really add much apart from the three-pointers made in the points. And, well, his field goal percentage was pretty exceptional beforehand. But pretty big fall from grace from Eric Gordon. So I'd be doing what I can to get on him now, just before he returns to form. Why you do this? I actually said goodbye to Eric Gordon this week. He's been in my lineup since the start, James. You knew. You were pissed off when I drafted him before you got him. At one pick before you could pick him. He was a very good addition to my lineup, averaging about 3.8 three-pointers, I think it was, for a while. But I'm sorry, I got offered Jeff Teague, Barry Gordon. Yeah, so Stu's super team took knowledge of this podcast, and he's gone in for a trade for Eric Gordon. So good,
see, I think I've won this, because Jeff Teague, averaging 12 points, about 8 rebounds, and about 9 assists, which is fantastic numbers. And what I noticed was he's... in his recent couple of games, he started to shoot a couple more three-pointers. He wasn't actually shooting the best percentage from the field for three-pointers, but he was still putting up, getting one a game, because he was only putting up about 1.5 a game.
Yeah.
And he's decided to lift that, because the last couple of games, he's attempted about 3 or 4. I mean, he's only put in one, but Indiana's been away, and they don't play well.
Yeah, really don't play well on the road.
So I'm not too fussed about that, but at home, if he puts up another 3 or 4, he's probably going to hit 2 or 3 of those.
Yeah.
And last night, he shot about 65% from the field.
It's pretty good.
15 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists.
No, Jeff Teague's definitely a good addition to the lineup.
So I think he definitely takes over Eric Gordon, and I'm not even fussed. And I, even though he's super low, I still got a good value for him, because someone obviously didn't know that he was out. All right, James, it's time to move on to the next segment, the segment where we sell high on players. Whose value is probably at its peak right now, and... probably won't be for the rest of the season.
We've only got one at the moment this part of the season. Kyrie Irving. His value is definitely at the highest of the season. If you're looking at his last 30 days, they've been pretty spectacular, averaging 26 points and 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and close to 2 steals. Been pretty efficient at it as well. But the Cavs are struggling at the moment, so last 10 days hasn't been fantastic, and I'd probably be thinking that's how he's going to look for the rest of the season.
Look... I was never a big fan of Kyrie in fantasy, purely because of the fact that LeBron is the man. He is the man. And Kevin Love this year has had a bigger role in the offense, so it's effectively taken away Kyrie's value, because he's only getting 15 points a night and only getting like 5 or 6 assists, because he's not the biggest assisting point guard. And he's not shooting the best percentage as well. So, honestly, if people were going to come after him, get rid of him.
Yeah, I'd definitely be...
If you could pull the trigger for, say, Kemba Walker, Damian Lillard...
Yeah, one of them. I'd be testing the waters by offering some trades for him and see who bites, but...
Damian Lillard's value is a bit low at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely reckon you can get some good value for Kyrie at the moment. I don't think he'll play that well for the rest of the season, so I'd definitely be looking to offload him while his value's still high.
Yeah, he's been averaging 26 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and 1.6 steals. That's some good numbers.
Pretty good numbers, so I reckon you can try and... convince someone that he'll play locked up for the rest of the year, and you can get rid of him.
I'd be offering the trades, to be honest, not the other way around. Showing people that you have intent to sell.
Yeah, Kyrie. Absolutely. I'd be pretty aggressive trying to get rid of Kyrie at this point in time.
Showing he's on the market. All right, James, moving on to free agency. Who is our first ad of the week?
Well, Tim, I really just don't understand what people have been doing. It's Dion Waiters. We've been on Waiters Island for 4 weeks now, Tim. And just really, why is he not owned in 100% of leagues? The Miami Heat are decimated at the moment. They're missing 5 or 6 players per game. So
yeah, they have 8 people in their lineup majority of nights.
Yeah, and he's only owned in 58% of leagues. So do you know what I've surmised from that, Tim? 42% of leagues are terrible at fantasy basketball.
Do you know what I would surmise, James? 42% of leagues aren't playing anymore.
Probably. I mean...
it's got to that time of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Dion Waiters is probably one of the hottest players on the market at the moment. It's just a free agency ad. It's that simple. You can drop some crap player you got and pick him up. And I'm sure everyone's got some dead weight on their roster there. They wouldn't mind Dion Waiters taking that room. It's so annoying when people stop playing, yeah. Especially with one of the people in our league has Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I've been offering trades for
him. I offered them a trade as soon as he came back into the starting lineup, and I got no answer. And I was pissed off, because if I'd got him for what I'd offered... Because at the time, the averages were similar, but I knew, you know, Nikola was going to explode. And, you know, didn't want to reply and didn't want to trade, so... You get stuck with some idiots.
Holding some pretty good players.
Yeah. And you can't do anything about it.
Oh, Tim, who else are we adding this week?
Tyson Chandler. Now, you're not adding him for points. You're not adding him for assists. You're not adding him for anything apart from field goal percentage and rebounds.
But he's good at both of them. 63% from the field and averaging nearly 12 rebounds a game. But
he's only going to put up like 4 to 8 points a game.
But he's been a monster over the last couple of weeks. We talked about this on the DFS
podcast. Apart from the Denver game, 2 points, 3 rebounds.
Yeah, we talked about this on the Denver podcast. He's had 20 points, 15 rebound games at least 3 times out of the last 5 or 6. So I'd definitely be looking at him for a empty roster spot, maybe even an injury replacement. Someone who has Cody Zeller, maybe I'd be adding Tyson Chandler. He's only owned in 70% of leagues, and he's one of the league's top rebounders.
Yeah.
So I'm really not sure about that, but, you know, I've got him. I'd definitely be getting on him too if I was in one of those leagues where he's not owned.
All right, Dave, it's time to drop someone. People you shouldn't be picking up. And one of them is, and there's Canada. Yeah. What a goose. That's... If this was the DFS podcast, he'd be our tool of the week, but unfortunately we're not there quite yet.
No, he will be. He's already got it on lock.
Unless you have an injury replacement spot, there's no point holding him. Like,
he's there for 6 weeks and he doesn't...
No, the season's finished. There's no point in even keeping him.
Yeah, and by that point of the season, he doesn't really add enough to be worthwhile to keep him there. Do you know what I mean? Adds around 13 points and 7 or something rebounds. You can get that in a lot of other places too. So I'd definitely just be dropping him, and I'm not worried about who's going to pick him up and steal him from you, unless you definitely have an injury replacement spot. But even if someone else comes along who gets injured, I'd probably drop Inez and fill that position with someone else.
That, like, at this point of the season, there's no point in holding on to hope that, oh, I might miss a week, and then they'll come back and they'll put up big numbers, because after a week, you're finished. You might be out of playoffs already.
Exactly, you might be out of playoffs in the next 6 weeks.
You've got to start getting your rosters ready. So this is when you should be really jumping on the fantasy advice, jumping on the waiver wire train, asking us any questions you want. We're here to help you guys out. We've got a page where we've got our rankings. We've ranked all the players, 1 through 250. Been removed players who've been injured, like Chris Paul. We removed them from our rankings because they're probably not going to be fantasy relevant.
We'll add them back later.
When they come back, they'll be added back. But at the moment... they're not fantasy relevant, so they've been taken out. It's updated every week or every time there's a big injury, so definitely jump on the almightyballer.com website and search Waiver Wire Fantasy. Got our rankings, got our podcast, got everything. Got news.
It's your hub for the Waiver Wire, Tim.
You should be jumping on that all the time, because I use it myself to check where I've ranked players.
Yeah, I even looked at my own rankings.
Sometimes I forget. And it's just helpful to have it there as a guide to help me out. But... moving on to question time, James. Unless you have anyone else you'd rather drop.
That's about it for me.
Oh, actually, drop Brooklyn Nets.
Not a fan of the Brooklyn Nets.
Drop them out of the league, James. Jeez.
They're pretty terrible at the moment.
When Spencer did win, he's your starting point guard, you're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, you're definitely. Detroit cut him because he was terrible. Chicago traded for him, cut him. So just bounced around the league and really couldn't get a starting spot anywhere. Now he's starting for the Brooklyn Nets. Probably not an ideal situation to be in.
All right, James, it is time for question time. And we have a new theme. Yeah, we have a theme song for question time. Some of you may recognise that from a TV show. We're not saying which one, because then we'll get sued for stealing.
We didn't steal that. We made that.
Please don't tell us if you recognise the song. We don't want to get
sued. You can't recognise it from anywhere. It's a original.
We do like to steal things, but that's all right.
Anyway,
it just came up on our soundboard, I swear.
Yeah, anyway, Tim.
It's question time.
The first question of the day.
I'll ask it to you. Should I pick up Chris Middleton?
Shout out Tyler, good question. This is an interesting one. I've seen a lot of discussions across the fantasy, different fantasy podcasts and websites talking about Middleton as maybe an option. Look, really for me, you definitely shouldn't be picking him up now. I had a look in our league and he's already been... snatched up.
I'm pretty sure he's been snatched up since the start of the season, though.
No, he hasn't been. He'll get added in the last couple of weeks. But if you have an injury replacement spot, I mean, sure, go ahead, add him. Maybe he'll become relevant for the last 2 weeks of the season.
Like, cause even when he comes back, he's missed so much time. He'll be on a minutes restriction. Won't be back in full form. So,
what does he add, though? He adds 3-pointers and a field goal percentage.
And points. But I can't see him adding too much to your lineup, too. I just don't think he'll be valuable enough for the little minutes he'll be playing. The Bucks have their rotation set, I think, Tim. So,
I think Tony Snell's going to fall out of that rotation.
Yeah, but he's going to sneak back in and for the little minutes. I'll try and have to work things around to try and give him minutes, but he's not going to be anywhere near the player he was last season. That'll have to wait till the new year. So I would not be picking up Middleton.
You're not saying next season should be well?
Next season will be
good. That's the new year.
Yeah.
So next year will be good. You said new year.
Yeah.
That's not next season. New year. We just started 2017.
Shut the fuck up.
You've got to get backs right here on the waiver wire, James. If you're going to say something stupid, don't open your mouth.
If you're first on your... in your league and you're willing to take risks, pick him up with your free injury list spot, and that's probably about as far as I would go with Chris Middleton, really. If you have a battle for the bottom playoff seeds, I definitely wouldn't be going touching him.
No, there's no point. Anyway, James, next question. Should I pick up Ben Simmons?
No, I'll ask this one to you, Tim.
I already asked you.
No, I'll put it over to you. You can answer your own question. Well, Nathan's question.
It's not my question. I didn't ask this question.
It's Nathan's question.
Should I pick up Ben Simmons? He should be back straight after All-Star break, and that gives you about a week, maybe 2 weeks before playoffs begin, if I'm correct. So I think he's actually worthwhile. He's going to fit into that rotation. He's going to be on minutes restriction still, we know.
Yeah, they'll be very careful with him.
I'd leave him on your injury list, and then, I mean, he's probably better than a lot of other people you can have deep on your bench, especially in like a 12-man, 14-man league. If you're in an 8-man league, I wouldn't touch him.
I wouldn't touch him in 8-man league, even in a 10-man league, Tim. Probably in your deeper leagues where you're trying to really scrape the bottom of the barrel to find some talent, you might be willing to take the risk.
What, in the leagues where you're searching for Matt Barnes and...
Yeah, so...
Oh, I don't want to be in a league like that.
So, they're the probably only leagues I'd be taking the risk on Ben Simmons, but you can give him a go. I'm probably not against giving him a go. I'd rather take Ben Simmons than Middleton, for the sounds of things.
Yeah. Actually, next year I think we might try a dynasty league.
Yeah, definitely, Tim.
Well, out of Nikola Jokic.
Be there for the next 10 years, mate.
Well, more than that. Anyway, James, next question. Do you want to ask this to me?
Yeah, I'll ask you this one, Tim. Is it worth picking up Rondo before he gets traded to another team as his value increases? Because we've 100%...
Ask John. You always have to shout out the person, James. Shout out John.
But we 100% are guaranteed Rondo is getting traded, or he's just not playing another second for the Bulls. He's done there. He's done.
When you're an idiot and you say stuff like that on social media, you deserve to get the flick.
Yeah. No, he's finished. There's no way you can come back from questioning your leadership in Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade like that. When you're already on the outer, he's fucked, pretty much.
Look, James, they asked me the question, so I'm going to answer it.
Okay. Sorry.
Instead of you.
Yeah, my bad.
Look, no. I wouldn't bother picking him up because everyone who pays attention to basketball will know that of the situation. And it's not worth holding on to him in the bottom of your roster until he maybe gets traded. Because the deadline's in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. If he doesn't get traded, you're in big strife. You've just wasted 3 weeks of having this idiot sitting on your bench.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, I'm not sure he does get a trade because he's just a cancer. Look what's happening in Dallas, Sacramento, now Chicago. Everyone, he tries to say he's a good teammate and everything, doesn't want to cause trouble, but everywhere he's gone, everyone's criticised him for his attitude and the way he goes about the game. So, I'd be very wary if you have Rondo on your team. I doubt anyone would even be willing to trade with you in your fantasy league either. So, probably, I'd be dropping him, honestly.
I wouldn't have had it picked up in the first place.
Yes, not right. But I don't think he can provide you any more value for the rest of the season. I think he's done there in Chicago.
I think he's done for the rest of the season. Maybe his NBA career is finished here.
How old is he?
He's 30s. He's in 30s. His 30s.
I would not be surprised, but I think maybe someone like Brooklyn, who are desperate, would pick him up. His NBA career might not be over. He'll get a lifeline somewhere. But I don't see him providing any fantasy value for your team at all.
No, it's not. Just don't pick him up. It's just silly.
Stay away from him no matter what, wherever he goes. And maybe Brooklyn is probably the only exception I would pick him up.
Because even if he does get traded, his value, I doubt, will get any higher than it already is.
Yeah.
Plus, the fact that you can just pick him up when he does get traded. If you're first on that wire, because people aren't going to be thinking, I want Rondo. But if you've been listening to the waiver wire, you might be thinking about Rondo.
Yeah. But I'd only pick him up with the exception of Brooklyn is the only way I would pick him up. Otherwise, I wouldn't be touching
him. I doubt he's going to Brooklyn. They have a plethora of guards already.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy Lin's got due to come back soon, too.
Randy Floyd, Sean Kilpatrick, Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert.
But yeah, I think Rondo is done as a fantasy option for me, Tim. I wouldn't be touching him anywhere.
So that's a no, John. Don't pick up Rondo. Don't bother wasting your time. All right, James. I think we've circled back all the way around to the end of the episode.
Yeah, that probably brings us to the end of our episode today, Tim.
Make sure you jump on Twitter and follow us at the Waiver Wire 1. We've got a lot of things coming. T-shirts coming.
Yeah.
Bracket coming. NBA lookalikes. We've announced it now, so we'll post it again on Twitter.
Podcasts will continue to come, and so will the banter, Tim.
Well, that's what you head to the Waiver Wire for. The banter on our Twitter.
Absolutely. It's a pretty good follow, I must say.
It's not just us posting the podcast. We do retweet a couple of fantasy news. Not very often, because we bring the fantasy news.
The fantasy news on the podcast, mate.
And we usually just have a bit of banter, talk a bit of smack, and help you out with your lineups, really. So,
yeah, our Twitter is our hub. Where if you want to contact us ever, make sure you're definitely checking us out on Twitter, because we got you covered.
Thanks for listening, guys. This has been The Waiver Wire. This has been Tim and James, your favourite hosts of any basketball podcast there is, probably any podcast you've ever listened to. The banter here is just unreal. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.